This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, presides on Wednesday at a special mass in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls to mark the 100th anniversary of the re-establishment of diplomatic relations between the United Kingdom and the Holy See. The celebration, attended by many ecumenical guests and a high-level British government delegation, comes 100 years after Sir Henry Howard was appointed to bring the cordial congratulations of His Majesty the King on the occasion of his election to Pope Benedict XV. Amidst the outbreak of the First World War, the British government recognised that the Pope was a ruler of wide influence, and the Foreign Secretary of the time, Sir Edward Grey, wanted to assure him that his government also used every effort to maintain the peace of Europe. A century later, what are the common concerns between Britain and the Holy See? How important is this diplomatic relationship today? And what about those who still remain wary of Rome's perceived interference in English affairs? Philippa Hitchin put those questions to the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin.
Cardinal Parolin, you're marking this centenary of the re-establishment of relations between the UK and the Holy See. How important, in your view, is this relationship today? And what do you say, perhaps, to those who are still a bit wary about Rome's interference in English affairs?
Really, I am very happy to be able to celebrate this centenary of the re-establishment of the diplomatic relation between the Holy See and the United Kingdom. This is a very important anniversary, because especially today, but I think also 100 years ago when the re-establishment took place, we are very convinced that it's good to have relations. That is the importance of the diplomatic relation, because it's very important to dialogue, it's very important to have means and channel of communication, to look after the important problems of today's world and to treat together and to try to find solution for them. And about the second part of your question, of course, there are always persons who are afraid of that, of the power of the Church. But I think that we can simply refer to what the Vatican, the Second Vatican Council, said about the relation between Church and State. That there are two autonomous entities. Is Gaudium et Spes 76, the number 76, which says that the Church and the political community in their own fields are autonomous and independent from each other. Should not be interference in a sense in another. But what is important is what the Council adds, that is, it's important to have a collaboration because, of course, both of them are at the service of the human person and the society. A cordial collaboration, a constructive collaboration for the good of the human person, each human person, for the good, the common good of the society, each one from their own point of view. The Church, let's say, has spiritual interest, and the state look after the material, let's say, between brackets, interest of the person of the society. But the person is made by spirit and material. And then both of them have to serve. I think that this is the right perspective.
It's true, though, isn't it, that on certain questions there's a very big divide, if you like, between the Holy See's perspective and that of the British government. I think of recent developments like the same-sex marriage legislation, which goes directly against the Church's teaching and vision. How much do controversial questions like this strain the diplomatic relationship?
No, I don't think that the diplomatic relations are strained by these controversial issues, as you call them. Because diplomatic relations are, let's say, instrumental. It's not the objective of the process. It's a tool through which the two sides, the two parties, get in touch and they can speak. And then, of course, they can speak also about this question. Without any interference, the Holy See is able also to say to a government is concerned about some developments or moral issue. And I think that like the voice of the Holy See is very, let's say, important in this world about other issue. We can speak about social issue, development issue. It's important also to listen to the voice of the Holy See in this moral issue. And it's important also to listen to the church, to the local church. But the diplomatic relations are the means through which we can interchange also view on this matter. Then I don't see the possibility that this controversial question could strain the relation, the diplomatic relation.
There are other areas, as you mentioned there, in which the government works very closely together with Catholic organizations. I think of the commitment to foreign aid targets, for example, or the campaign to end sexual violence and trafficking. On what issues would you particularly like to see the Holy See and the UK working much closer together?
I repeat what I have said just before, that in this, let's call it social, just to understand each other question, there is an increasing collaboration with governments, with the international community, and also with the British government. The British government, in various occasions, has shown its interest to improve the collaboration of the Holy See in this field. It's very good. I think I would like also to say from here that we are also willing to continue and to improve this collaboration at the service of the present world, at the service of mankind. And I think that the fields in which is important today to collaborate is, first of all, the conflict, the resolution of conflict, to avoid and to resolve conflict, then the subject of peace, the peace of the world. In front of the many conflicts, we are devastating many regions of our world. And the other subject, I think, is the human rights, the defense and the promotion of the human rights, which is very, very important, starting from the point, which is our point, but I think that he shared that the sacredness of the human person, this is a central point of the policy, let's say, and of the diplomacy of the Holy See. And I think that we share it with many governments, and we can find a very common ground on which we can engage ourselves. Then the human rights. And the third question is development in these various branches, especially the fight against poverty and the empowerment of people and single person, especially in country where there is poverty, there is misery, there is underdevelopment.
People in Britain today are very divided about the country's place in the European Union. There's a lot of concern over questions of immigration and so on. In light of Pope Francis's recent visit to Strasbourg, what message can you give to the so-called Eurosceptics in my country?
I think that it's difficult to convince the Eurosceptics, but we will try. I think that the message was very, very simple and very effective. Simple in the sense that is to stress the importance of the European project. That is for sure. The Church is convinced of that. Moreover, we have the experience of more than 60 years of this project going on, which assured a time of peace and development in all fields of Europe. Maybe today is more difficult, there are more problems, but I think that the validity of this project remains, and this is what the Pope wanted to stress in the European institution at Strasbourg. And just to give more hope and more encouragement in this project, to find a new hope, a new encouragement, especially for the new generation, which have not experienced hardship and the conflicts of the past, and maybe they are not so convinced about Europe. And the third point, also some point on weaknesses, which should be tackled and we should be resolved. And I think that this is the message of the Pope. And the Pope wanted to say to everybody that it's possible to build a united Europe with solidarity, a Europe which can be really, let's say, a model, maybe is too much, but anyway, it's an example for the world, for the entire world.
Finally, Pope Benedict's visit to Britain in 2010 was very successful in improving relations with the Vatican. Is there any chance at all of a visit by Pope Francis in the near future?
Really? I don't know about that. The Pope has in his program many journey to different parts of the world. He dedicated this year his attention especially to Asia, again in January when he will go to Philippines and Sri Lanka. Then I think that his intention is to pay attention to Africa and then to visit Africa.
Is there a trip already planned to Africa?
No, there is not any, but he's thinking about this trip. And then there is the participation at the World Day of Family in Philadelphia, and many other projects. But so far there is anything fixed for Great Britain. We hope that the Pope one day can visit also Great Britain and renew the good result that came from the visit of Pope Benedict XVI.
We certainly hope so too. Thank you very much, Cardinal Parolin.
Thank you.